College of Eastern Idaho requires class that discusses white privilege. By Tom Sikata on September 28, 2020. Students at the College of Eastern Idaho, a community college located in Idaho Falls, are required to take a course that teaches them about their privilege. One student in the course claims that he was shamed by his professor when he disputed the legitimacy of white privilege. According to a report by the College Fix, a mandatory communications course at the College of Eastern Idaho is asking students to learn about white privilege. A student in the course claims that students were required to fill out a worksheet in which they were asked to list the various advantages that people experience based on their race and gender. The privilege exercise asks students to identify five privileges that are afforded to people based on their gender and race. Another section of the exercise asks students to list the ways in which members of the dominant faith in the region, Mormonism, experience privilege. Being a member of a privileged group does not mean that you didn't work hard to get where you are. It simply means that some of the barriers that less privileged groups face were less likely to impede your progress, the exercise reads. Just as there are privileges that come with attractiveness or being male, there are also privileges associated with race. This is certainly true for individuals belonging to the majority Caucasian population in the United States, the exercise continues. One student in the course, who has not been named, claims that an instructor and other students shamed him in a sexist and racist way after he critiqued the exercise. The student reportedly relayed his concerns to Michael Walker, the Dean of Student Affairs. Breitbart News reported in September that popular ESPN commentator Stephen A. Smith argued that the hiring of Steve Nash by the Brooklyn Nets for their head coach position was white privilege. "There is no way around it," Smith said. "This is white privilege. This doesn't happen for a black man." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.